thank you for this opportunity you have given us once again to come into your presence. We want to glorify you, we want to magnify you, and we want to exalt you. We want to thank you, O God, for just your kindness and your goodness towards us. We want to thank you, O God, for your favor that you have extended unto us. We thank you, O God, for the sacrifice that you made, O God, for us to be reconciled back with you. And we know that as we come into prayer tonight, we are not coming in our own name, but we are coming in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And Father, we know that we are not coming in our own righteousness, but we stand in the righteousness of our Lord and Savior. And we know that you have made us kings and priests unto you, O God. And as priests, we cannot come empty-handed. Therefore, we come by the way of the blood of Jesus to make our petitions and our requests known. Father, hear our prayer and attend to our supplication tonight. Let there be something that happens as we pray tonight, a change in the atmosphere, movement in the heavens, a rearranging of things around us wherever we are and wherever we are calling your name. We ask for the atmosphere to begin changing, for your presence and your glory to invade, meet every expectation that everybody is bringing on the prayer line tonight. Let there be something that happens in their hearts, in their minds, in their spirits, because Father, we believe nothing remains unchanged in your presence. You change us and you move us from glory to glory. You say the just shall live by faith. Father, elevate the level of faith in us, that faith which you said comes by hearing your word. Let that faith be augmented in us to a higher level where we can be pleasing to you. Father, our minds and our spirits we bring into one accord. We say, let thy kingdom come and let thy will be done, O God, here tonight as it is in heaven. That which you ordained before the worlds were even formed, we call it into manifestation now in the name of Jesus. That peace which you said you give us, that peace that surpasses all human understanding, we release it now, O God, upon the lives of those that are hearing, even for the lives of those that they are standing in the gap for. Father, we release the grace and the mercy that you say is endures forever. We release it, O God, upon their lives right now in the name of Jesus. And Father, we declare that you are God. There is nobody above you, nor is anybody besides you. You are God all by yourself. We acknowledge indeed the heavens are your throne and that the earth is your footstool. You have dominion, authority, and power here. And Father, let your will be done and let your designs, O God, that which you had in mind concerning this day, concerning this hour before the worlds were even formed. May we see the manifestation of it, and may our hearts rejoice and be glad. We thank you for the angels that you said are ministers unto heirs of salvation, the angels that are watching over us. We thank you for the work that they're doing. We thank you for the bidding that they're doing on your behalf in the earth, O God. We thank you for the things that they are gathering as they go to all the four corners of the earth to bring forth that which heaven has said must come into our lives. And Father, we declare that resources are coming, ones that you have ordained to come into our lives in this season. We declare that they are coming, and we thank you, and we are in agreement and say, oh God, indeed doors are going to be opened, blessings are going to be released, and your supernatural favor is coming upon your sons and your daughters. We thank you, O God, for how you are elevating them, how you are bringing promotion upon their lives, not only in the physical or material sense, but Father, even in their spirits, you are elevating them to a higher level and to a deeper depth in you for your glory and for your glory alone. Father, I know that there are some that may have questions here tonight regarding their position and their walk with you. I pray that God, in the name of Jesus, that Father, tonight an answer will be released. Your spirit will speak more words than we speak. Your spirit will speak words to their hearts, to their minds, and to their spirits to tell them exactly what heaven has in mind concerning their season and concerning their day. I thank you for every prophetic word that has been spoken over their lives. That word that we know is a sure word of prophecy. It will not fall to the ground, but Father, at the appointed time, it will speak. At the appointed time, it will manifest. At the appointed time, that which which is contained in that word will be established for your glory and for your glory alone. Tonight I speak for the breaking of chains upon your people's lives, that which has been hindering the works of their hands, the progress of the thing that they do with their hands. I declare that by the reason of the anointing, those chains are being broken in the name of Jesus. Yokes that have been established upon their lives tonight, God, by the reason of the anointing, you are destroying in the name of Jesus. Father, chains that have been hindering their movements right now, I declare in the name of Jesus that the chain breaker is here with us on the prayer tonight, and those chains are being broken. I thank you, God, for the liberty that you are writing in the lives of those that have been in captivity. You are writing the liberty and the peace of God in the name of Jesus, that no man shall stand in the way of that peace being established. No man shall stand in the way of that liberty being established in their lives. Father, for your glory and for your glory alone, Father, every limitation that has been imposed upon their lives, Father, tonight we declare that those limits are being removed in the name of Jesus. Father, environments that have been designed to conform and confine them, oh God, to only a specific level of life, Father, we declare that those environments are being destabilized right now by your Spirit in the name of Jesus. Oh God, where things have been declared as impossible in their lives, I declare, God, by the word and the authority of your word, that those boundaries are being broken, that atmosphere is being saturated by the presence of God, a God in whom there is no limitation, a God in whom there is no impossibility. We are releasing that spirit, oh God, in their situation in the name of Jesus. Where the enemy has said in their home there will be no peace, right now I overrule that word and I release the peace of God, that peace which you said supersedes all human understanding. I release it right now in the name of Jesus. Where fear has been established in their lives to govern their thoughts, to govern their activities, I declare that, God, you said you have not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. I release that right now in the name of Jesus. We declare that fear has no hold in their lives. Fear has no authority upon their lives. In the name of Jesus, Father, the things that they have been fearing, the things that they have been fearful of, the things that have been hidden in darkness, tonight I declare that the light of God is shining greatly and mightily. Let those things that have been in darkness be exposed now, and let the light of God shine mightily and greater, that they may see that the things that they have been fearful of, they are things that are under their authority, things that they are under their feet. Right now I declare that, God, the revelation of dominion, authority, and understanding comes upon them, oh God, that the thing that they must subdue tonight, they will subdue in the name of Jesus. And Father, you said when the enemy comes in like a flood, your spirit is going to raise up a standard. I declare that tonight your word is being the standard that is being raised against the enemy. That word you said shall not fail. That word you said shall not fall to the ground. Let that word now stand against what the enemy is doing for your glory and for your glory alone. You said by your word, O God, no weapon fashioned against us shall prosper. Father, we stand on that word which is never changing, that word which the world will be judged by. We stand by that word, and we declare that, God, whatever the enemy has said, O God, it will not prosper in our lives. Every word he has spoken against us, O God, every curse he has spoken over us, O God, I declare in the name of Jesus, because you said his words will not prosper in our lives, O God, those words will not find a resting place, they will not find a landing place in our lives for your glory and for your glory alone. Where they have been speaking death, oh God, tonight we say you are the one who came to give us life and life in abundance. We speak the abundant life in that area where the enemy has been speaking death, where the enemy has been speaking hopelessness. Oh God, we speak the hope of God. We speak the faith of God. Even those areas of our lives the enemy has desired to make a stronghold, the areas of our weaknesses, oh God, you said according to your word, in our weaknesses, oh God, your strength shall be perfected. Now God, in the areas where the enemy has desired to build a stronghold because of our weakness, I declare that tonight in the name of Jesus, the strength of our God is going to be shown mighty and strong in the name of Jesus. Oh hallelujah. Where anger and resentment has been rising up in us, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus, I declare that the enemy will not use that area of our lives to defeat us, because our God is stepping in the midst thereof in the name of Jesus. God, where there have been disappointments that have been causing us to question our faith and the validity of our walk with you, oh God, tonight we declare that there is a release of faith, there is a release of hope, there is a release of expectation, that our God said according to his word that he will do exceedingly abundantly above that which we have asked, oh God, above that which we have ever thought. I declare in the name of Jesus, God, where we have been limited because of our thoughts, God, you are going to do exceedingly. You are going to do even much greater than what our expectation has been. And Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus for those that are not sure of your their relationship with you, that God, right now their hearts are being opened. You are revealing the things that are inside of them, oh God, that you are going to show yourself, oh God, and establish the relationship with them, oh God, so that they know you are true to your word when you said you never leave them, that you never forsake them for your glory and for your glory alone. Father, tonight we lift you up as Jehovah Yahweh. We lift you up as the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. We lift you up as El Elyon. We lift you up as Elohim. You are God, and you are God by yourself. You are God. There is nobody beside you. You are God. You have authority. You have power, you have dominion, oh God. You have given us your spirit to lead us into all truth. We declare that, God, tonight no other spirit shall lead us but the spirit of the living God. No other spirit shall speak to us but the spirit of the living God. Father, no other spirit shall bring wisdom unto us but the spirit of the living God. You said when you spoke to Zerubbabel, you said not by might nor by power, but God, you said by your spirit. Tonight, oh God, by your spirit let hearts be changed. By your spirit, God, let minds be changed. By your spirit, oh God, let circumstance be changed. By your spirit, oh God, let situations be changed for your glory and for your glory alone. Father, tonight reverse some trends that have been happening in their lives, oh God, when they have been progressing towards destruction, oh God. Let a word be sent tonight in the name of Jesus to say the change of course has come. There is a reversal that is coming in the name of Jesus. That cycle of loss, that cycle of poverty, tonight we declare that, God, you are changing, you are breaking, you are stopping, oh God, and you are establishing something new. Even in those places where there has been no life, where there has been barrenness and there has been dryness, God, tonight do a new thing and bring life, bring bring hope and restore the joy of salvation upon their hearts in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 God, where they've been suffering under demonic attacks, oh God, tonight we lift you up as the banner upon their lives, and we declare that you are Jehovah Nissi. We declare that you are the God of war. We declare that you are their banner. We declare that you are the victory over their lives in the name of Jesus. Oh God, tonight we declare, let our God arise and our enemies be scattered in the name that is above any other name. Every fortified area of our lives that they have established, oh God, let our God arise and let them be put asunder in the name of Jesus. God, every arrow that they have sent our way, tonight we declare that our God is our shield, he is our defender. Those arrows will not find their mark in the name of Jesus, oh God. If there are some that must be sent back, oh God, to the sender, to the ones that have been shooting the arrows, oh God, tonight we say, let it be so in the name of Jesus. As David cried out, oh God, may they be caught in the snares that they have established for us. May they be caught in the pits that they have set out for us, for your glory and for your glory alone. May the finger of God come against them now in the name of Jesus. May he bring them to destruction, that they may know that they cannot touch God's anointed in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we declare that in us there is a hope, in us there is an expectation. You said, blessed is the man who trusts in God, and cursed is he who leans on the arm of flesh. Our hope, oh God, is you. Our hope is in you, in the name that is above any other name. We thank you, oh God, that our hope is never changing. We thank you, oh God, that in you we are secure. We are still standing on solid ground, on firm foundations, because your God, you are our rock, you are our fortress, oh God. We will not be moved from the place you have established for us. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. We glorify, we exalt, we magnify. We declare your magnificence. We declare your brilliance, oh God, here in the earth, oh God, that your will is being established tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Somebody just magnify the Lord where you are tonight. Declare his majesty. Declare his glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody just declare his glory. Tell him you are mighty, oh God. Tell him you are magnificent, oh God. Tell him you are brilliant, oh God. Tell him there is nobody like you. There is nobody like you, oh God. My all belongs to you, oh God. As I am yours, oh God, you are mine. I declare that, oh God, you are the one who orders my footsteps in my coming and in my going. You are my God. You are leading me, oh God, and paths of righteousness in the name of Jesus. Just tell him you have already gone before me to make the crooked places straight, to bring down the mountains and raise up the valleys. You have already sent your angels to go into my future days. You have already sent your word into my future days. And I declare by faith, because you have already gone before me, oh God, my days are secure in your hands. My future days are secure in your hands, because God, you are with me in the name of Jesus. Somebody open up your mouth and just declare, no matter what the enemy has been trying to do in my life, I am still standing in the name of Jesus. I'm still standing in the name of Jesus. I am still standing in the name of Jesus. I'm going to say it one more time. I am still standing in the name of Jesus. My faith in God will not be wavering. I'm still standing on God. He is my hope. He is my salvation in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to say, I want to elaborate a few things here tonight, and the things that I want to speak to you about concerns your future, concerns your destiny. Somebody say hallelujah. It concerns your future, it concerns your destiny. But I want to study from this perspective here. You have to understand that your God is never changing. Somebody say hallelujah. Your God is never changing. You have to understand that God has not changed his mind concerning you. God has not changed his mind concerning your destiny. God has not changed his mind concerning your future. Somebody say hallelujah. No matter what the enemy is bringing your way, what obstacles he's bringing your way, God has not changed his mind about your future. God has not changed his mind about your destiny. Hallelujah. God called your beginning from the end. He knows what the end shall be, and God is confident enough to know that you can do all things, to know that you will be able to achieve that which has been set before you. But he knows that you cannot do it by yourself. He is standing by to help you and to lead you into that place in the name of Jesus. Now, here is the crux of the matter. Where you are standing right now, it may appear as if you are not progressing, but I want to let you know that there is a God who has made darkness his pavilion, who is working things on your behalf to bring you to that expected end, to bring you to that place of hope. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you have to understand this, that the God we are dealing with has never failed in everything that he has set out to do. The Bible says he is faithful and just to complete the work that he has begun in us. Somebody say hallelujah. I'm still standing on the word of God. I'm still standing on the word of God. Your financial situation declared that it was going to be well in the end, but right now it is speaking contrary to what God has said. I want to let you know that things are about to turn in the name of Jesus. Things are about to turn in the name of Jesus. Can I just prophesy over somebody here tonight? I know that you have been low, but you have been standing on the word of God, where you said, God, you will make me the head and not the tail. You said you're going to set me above and not beneath. But things have not been seemingly the way that you thought they should be. They have not been in alignment with your confession. But I want to let you know that the God we serve, he is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. But his promises are yes and amen. That which God has spoken over you, they shall be a performance of those things. Somebody say hallelujah. 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 Rest your faith on knowing that God is able. God is able. God is able. God is able. God is able to bring you up from a low place and set you up on high. God is able from taking you from the back and put you to the front. He says the first shall be last and the last shall be in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I want to declare over somebody here tonight. I know that they said you never amount to anything in your life. They said, but God said you can do all things through Christ who is your strength in the name of Jesus. Don't let your faith waver. Don't let your faith go out astray, but keep your faith in God, and God will do that which he has promised you. I want to give you two citations in this particular moment and this particular juncture to let you know that there is nothing that is impossible for God. God is the only one that I know who could take a womb that is so barren and over age, a womb that was dead, the Bible says, and God was able to bring forth a child of promise. So don't think it's too late for you for God to do something. God is about to do something in your life. God is about to blow your mind, do something that is beyond your expectation, do something that is beyond your capacity, do something that is beyond your capability, because everything that God is going to do, it's going to be in the God capacity, God realm. It's going to be overwhelming. And here's the second thing. God is the only one that I know who could cause a womb to give birth to a son, a womb to conceive a child without having known a man. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel my help coming right here in the name of Jesus. As we are praying tonight, I want to let you know that you don't have to know anybody, but you have to know God. Somebody say hallelujah. You don't have to know anybody, but you have to know God. 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 As long as you are with God, you are going where you are going in the name of Jesus. You don't need man to stand in the way and open doors for you, for it is only God who opens doors that no man can shut. It is only God that shuts doors that no man can open. As long as we are, you are, shekete bahaye konde maraye sande broshe karataya. Can I just tell you what happened to Peter? Can I just tell you what happened to Peter as they were praying? When they were praying for him whilst he was in prison, the Bible says an angel came and woke up Peter. Somebody say hallelujah. And the angel led him out of the prison. I want to focus on one particular verse in that scripture that says that, and the gate opened at its own accord. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah. You don't need a man to open the gate that God is about to open in your life. God is about to open that gate, baby. I tell you, God is going to give you the strength and the fortitude for you to be able to walk through the door. You may not understand what is going on, but God is taking you away from the place of enslavement. God is taking you away from the place of imprisonment, and is bringing you to a place in the open. Hallelujah. I want to let you know that you are free, and you are free indeed in the name of Jesus. You are free, and you are free indeed in the name of Jesus. I don't care what impositions men are placing on you. You are free, and you are free indeed. Somebody say, I am free, and I am free indeed. I am free, and I am free indeed. I am free, and I am free indeed. Now, when you begin to declare that you are free and you are free indeed, you have to understand that means you are free from accusations. You are free from all the false things that have been spoken over you. You are free from all the negative things that have been spoken over you, because whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Somebody rejoice for the liberty God is writing in your life. Somebody rejoice for the peace and the joy and the strength that God is releasing in your life. In the name of Jesus. Can I just tell somebody, tonight we command the prison doors to open in your life. The doors where you've been imprisoned because of generational curses, generational patterns of iniquity. Tonight we declare that God is releasing you. In the name of Jesus. And let me just tell you what God says. God, by the prophet Ezekiel, declared that even if you are in line to be a recipient of a generational curse, if you walk uprightly before God and you walk according to his statutes and you walk according to his laws, God says you will be exempt. Tonight I release an exemption over your life, an exemption from generational curses, an exemption from generational iniquity, from the judgments of God upon your bloodline. And I speak an exemption because you are walking uprightly before God in the name of Jesus. Now that means if that exemption is operating in your life, it simply means this now. You have no excuse for not succeeding in your life. Hakate broshe keteri bahayande rabo sheba brande keriba rande broshadabahaya. Not by might, no by power. God says, by my spirit, I shall do this thing in your life. Hallelujah. You cannot say because of granddad so-and-so, because of uncle so-and-so, because of grandmother so-and-so. All you're going to say is, but by God, but by God, but by God, we made it through. But by God, we became all that God said we shall be in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. They said you are female, you never amount to anything. I want to let you know there is no gender specificity with God. God is going to raise you up to a higher place of influence. They said you are African American, you never amount to anything. I want to let you know that there is a God to whom nothing is impossible. There is a God to whom nothing is too hard for him to be able to do. And the Bible says the God we serve is not a respecter of persons. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I told you that there's an exemption coming upon your life. Now watch this. That's exemption. You have to understand, when God exempts you from something, He does not do a half work. God does a full work. God does a full work. When He exempts you, God does a full work. He does a full work. Now, why am I saying God does a full work when an exemption comes? That basically means you have an opportunity to establish something different from what you are coming from. You have an opportunity to do something different from what has been done before. You have an opportunity to start a new cycle for the generations that are going to come. For that which is in your loins, for that which God is about to birth through you, it cannot be born under iniquity. It's going to be birthed under righteousness. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Declare over yourself, but through the season of my life, everything that is going to be birthed through me is going to be by God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I break the hold of jealousy over your life. It's broken right now, in the name of Jesus. That fear, that thing that you have of inadequacy, where you feel yourself you are inadequate to do things, I declare that tonight that hold is broken over your life. You can be all that God has said you can be, in the name of Jesus. Let me just declare this word again. There is an exemption coming over your life. Words that have been spoken over you by people in authority that have been limiting you, tonight we break their hold in the name of Jesus. We release the word of God upon your life. We declare you are a mighty man and a mighty woman of substance, in the name of Jesus. You are anointed. You are gifted. You are called by God, and His Spirit is operating in you, in the name of Jesus. Now you have to understand, the exemption that is coming upon your life, an exemption that is going to cause some sayings that have been said about your family never to be applicable in your life. They said, shall any good thing come out of Nazareth? They are saying, shall any good thing come from the loins of your father? Shall any good thing come from your village? Shall any good thing come from your neighborhood? I want to let you know that the best of the best is about to rise up in you. Oh, not by might, not by power, but by God Himself. Tonight, God, release the spirit of wisdom upon your sons and your daughters, that they may be able to do that which is just and that which is righteous before you, in the name of Jesus. God, that they may be able to reverse some of the trends that have been happening in their bloodlines, in the name of Jesus. Give them the wisdom and the understanding to be able to speak the truth of God, and with the truth has been released through their lips, oh God, let foundations be shaken, and let those things that are not in the foundations that are not of God be removed, in the name of Jesus. God, as long as you are shaking things, God, let those illegal structures established in their lives, oh God, with a sense of permanence, oh God, be shaken and let them fall to the ground, in the name of Jesus. That God which has been desiring to direct their destiny and their future, which you haven't ordained, let there be a detachment tonight, in the name of Jesus. Let there be a breaking of every link that they have with that thing, in the name of Jesus. God, every link that was established, oh God, by a blood covenant, oh God, tonight let the covenant we have in the blood of Jesus break that thing, break that hold, break that link, in the name of Jesus. Shabo Shira. Rosha babrehenia rosa babarande broseria haya. In the name in the bahikia raband, I silence every altar that has been speaking and declaring that this illegal structure shall stand. I say, be silenced in the name of Jesus. Let only the altar that is before God, the altar before God, speak now in the name of Jesus. Father, by the Spirit tonight, to tear up every agreement that was entered into by generations before us that are not of you. Every agreement with darkness, O God, tonight let it be abrogated in the name of Jesus. Let it, O God, be annulled tonight in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Now here's the thing that I feel in my spirit right now. I want to ask for the power of God to come and cancel every promissory agreement that was made. Every promise that was made between our forefathers and the kingdom of darkness. What I'm hearing in my spirit, a promise was made promising the kingdom of darkness, your children, which is their great-grandchildren, promising them the kingdom of darkness. Tonight we declare in the name of Jesus, by the blood of the Lamb, that blood that washes and cleanses, that blood that speaks yet better things, we declare that those promises are broken now. In the name of Jesus, our children will not go to the kingdom of darkness, nor will they serve in the kingdom of darkness. But our children shall be children of light, and they will walk in the light in the counsel of God. They will walk uprightly before God all the days of their lives. In the name of Jesus. Oh, tonight I see some promises being broken. Promises made the kingdom of darkness being broken tonight in the name of Jesus. There is a great peace and a great The Bible says we are not supposed to walk by sight, but we are supposed to walk by what? Walk by faith. There are some things that you begin to do by faith that do not make sense to those that walk by sight, but to those that walk by faith, some things begin to make extraordinary sense. They begin to have extraordinary meaning. They begin to have extraordinary significance. Now watch this. Some of you may just thinking, maybe we are just praying to break these promises, to break these promissory knots that were made with the kingdom of darkness. But I want to let you know that it is because of these promissory knots that your children have been doing the things that are unseemly. They've been doing the things that are unholy. They've been doing the things that are not right before God. But tonight, because you have taken up your authority, your governmental position as a child of the living God, you have taken up your governmental position as of parental authority in their lives, and you are saying, God, hold up, we are breaking these things. And by the faith that you have, something is already beginning to change in the lives of your children. The affinities, the designs and the desires that they have for destruction, the designs and the desires that they have for things that are self-destructing, those desires are being broken right now, because the whole the enemy has had over their lives has been dealt with by the Spirit tonight in the name of Jesus. And all you have to do is believe, not in the word that Perkins has spoken, but believe in the God who works a greater work in your life. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm hearing the words of David. He said, I've been young, now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed beg for bread. God is doing something supernatural tonight. He's doing a DNC. Anybody know what a DNC is? When they go and cleanse the womb in the name of Jesus. Oh, Perkins, now you're about to get technical here, but let me just go there in the name of Jesus. You have to understand, you have to understand that whenever we begin to speak about wombs, we speak about spiritual wombs. We talk about the mind, the imagination being a womb of the spirit. You have to understand that God will take a nation and regard a nation as a womb. God will take Israel and put it in the womb of Egypt to bring forth a nation. God will regard your bloodline as a womb. Somebody say hallelujah. God will take your family as a womb for greater things to come through. But if there is corruption in the womb, God has to come and cleanse the womb so that godly seed can come forth. So right now, in the name of Jesus, God perform that womb DNA, DNC, and cleanse the bloodline, cleanse the family, so that godliness and holiness may be the seed, that the seeds of righteousness may come forth through the families, through the bloodlines, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Abba Yeshida. Maeria Raendiria Soro Shabai. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Aren't you glad that God knows where you are? Aren't you glad that God is not a respecter of persons? Aren't you glad that God does not regard you because of your gender? He just says, if you walk uprightly before me, I will do. I will. I will. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Now here's the final thing that I have for tonight that we want to deal with tonight. What I want to deal with tonight, I want to give you a little story, and the little story I'm going to give you, I won't really go into much detail with it because I don't really have time for tonight, but I'm just going to give you a preview that's going to allow you just to go and do your in-depth study. But the point I want to emphasize on is that every generation must rise up and deal with what it must deal with in their generation and in their lifetime. Because if you don't deal with it in their generation, if they don't deal with it in their generation and don't deal with it in their lifetime, it's going to be much stronger in generations to come. Anybody hearing me? Let me give you a case in point, and I'll be done just now. I am not going to take long. It won't take me long here to just to give you the things that I want to do. I want you to go when you read your Bible. When you read your Bible, it speaks about Deuteronomy 7, verse number 3, number 4. I'm going to read that. Deuteronomy 7, verse number 3 to number 4. It says, nor shall you make marriages with them. You shall not give your daughter to their son, nor take their daughter for your son. For they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods. So the anger of the Lord will be aroused against you and destroy you suddenly. It's God, Moses, giving the instruction that when you go into the land of promise, do not marry yourself, do not marry your sons to these people here, because they will lead you away from God. Anybody hearing me? They will lead you away from God. When you go and read the book of Judges, Judges the 3rd chapter, verse number 1 to verse number 4, it speaks about, now these are the nations which the Lord left to prove Israel by them, even as many of Israel as had not known all the wars of Canaan. Here are the nations, number 5, it says, namely the 5 lords of the Philistines and the Canaanites and the Sidonians. Somebody say Sidonians. One word, in the New Testament they'll be saying the Zidonians, but the Sidonians and the Hivites dwelt in Mount Lebanon from Mount Baal-Hamon and entering in of Hamath. Now watch this. When you go to 1 Kings 21 verse number 25, it says, but there was no one like Ahab who sold himself to do wickedness in the sight of the Lord, because Jezebel his wife stirred him up. Did you hear that? God said, do not marry, do not give your sons to these, and do not take their daughters to your sons. That's what God said. He said, because they will lead you astray. And God says, he left these nations, and one of the nations there is the Sidonians. And then God says, the scripture says in 1 Kings 21:25, but there was no one like Ahab who sold himself to do wickedness in the sight of the Lord, because Jezebel his wife has stirred him up. If you want to look at Jezebel, basically, let me give you Ahab. You know Ahab is the son of Omri. You know that That's how it is. He was the king's son. But when you look at Jezebel, Jezebel is the daughter of Etbaal, the king of the Sidonians. Anybody hearing me? She's the king. She is a daughter of the Sidonians, the one that God has said, do not marry yourself to these, but I'm going to leave these ones so that you may know God. You may know, because these children that are going to rise up have never known any war. But watch this. What I want to show you is this now. When they were being given the land of promise, when Joshua was dividing the land of promise in the book of Joshua, when he was dividing the land of promise, that place where Jezebel, or the place where Jezebel wasn't born yet, but the place where the Zidonians or the Sidonians were going to be living, do you know who was given that place of inheritance? The one who was given that place of inheritance was Asher. He was the one who was supposed to take over that. And Asher's responsibility was to go and destroy the Sidonians. Anybody hearing me? It was to go and destroy the Sidonians. So if Asher had dealt with the Sidonians, Jezebel would have never been born. Anybody hearing me? If Asher had dealt with the Sidonians and taken over everything, Jezebel would have never been born. Anybody hearing me? So what am I saying? We have to deal with some things in our generation that later on, generations to come, those things will not rise up to defile our sons and our daughters. That's why I say tonight, God is cleansing the bloodline. He is choosing you to be the one who is taking an active role in the cleansing of the bloodline, because there are some things that must not be allowed to be alive in the lives of children that I haven't been born yet to time. And those things must be dealt by us. Somebody say hallelujah. They must be dealt by us. Now, well, let me just, I don't really have time to go into all that in the name of, I don't really have time, but what I want to let you know is, if there is any iniquity in your bloodline, any iniquity that you know, repent for it, ask for God to deal with it in your lifetime. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I don't even want to go speak about the anger of Levi. I don't want to go and speak about all those different things that caused all the sons of Moses and Aaron to do all the things that they did. But I want to let you know this. I want to let you know this. Deal with what you must deal with now for the betterment of your sons and your daughters. God, some things tonight we are disallowing right now in the name of Jesus. Patterns of iniquity will not be established in our generation in the name of Jesus. We will walk uprightly before you, God, all our days in the name of Jesus. God, we will serve you all our days in the name of Jesus. For your glory, O God, your majesty we shall declare, and your majesty we shall live by in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. I have no intention, but let me just give you these other scriptures here, then, just to help you when you go and do your study on what I've given you last. Okay, I'm going to give you the scriptures again that I just read for you earlier on. Deuteronomy chapter number 7, verse number 3 to verse number 4. Okay, I gave you Judges chapter number 3, verse 1 to verse number 4. I gave you 1 Kings chapter 21. Verse number 25. If you want to read about Ahab, you can go 1 Kings chapter number 16 from verse number 29. Okay? If you want to read about the Sidonians, you can go to Genesis chapter number 10, verse number 15, 1 Chronicles first chapter number 1, verse number 13. If you want to read about the characteristics of the Sidonians, just to help you in your study, you can find in Judges 18, verse number 7. 1 Kings verse number 11, First Kings chapter 11, verse number 5. That's just, you'll be able to get some more as you go along. Somebody say hallelujah. I will repeat them again. Okay, if you go there, then if you want to read about Jezebel again, you can go to Revelation chapter number 2, verse 18 to verse number 26. This is God, this is Jesus speaking. He's speaking about the church of Thyatira, where he's telling them that these things say the Son of God, who hath eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. Okay, now I've given you the scripture here. I want to give you one more, and then that'll be it for tonight. I want to give you one more. Let me just pull it up here before I let you guys go. Pull up one here. Let me just pull up one here. I'm looking for it right here. Okay. Now I told you that Asher was the one who was given authority. He was given the land where the Zidonians were staying as part of his inheritance. Okay. I want you to read Asher. You can find when he was born to Zilpah, who is Leah's servant. It's in Genesis 30, verse number 13. Okay? Verse number 30 and verse number 13. And you can also go and find Moses' blessing when he spoke about Asher. You can speak about Jacob's prophecy concerning Asher. You can speak about Moses' blessing over Asher. It's important for you to read that, what Jacob said about Asher, what Moses said about Asher. Now, let me just give you the reason why I'm saying this is important. Why is it important? Because when Moses was speaking a blessing over, in fact, let me start up with Jacob. Jacob said, the bread of Asher shall be rich, and he shall yield royal dainties. Asher is going to be providing things for royalty. And then it says, when Moses was speaking to Asher, he said, he is the most blessed of sons. Let him be favored by his brothers, and let him dip his foot in oil. Your sandals shall be iron and bronze. As for your days, as your day, so shall your strength be. What I want to let you know is, if you go and do a really in-depth study, some of the most beautiful women in the nation were coming from the tribe of Asher. It was designed in such a way that Asher was supposed to provide the queens. Anybody hearing me? Royal dainties. Asher was supposed to provide the queens that were going to be married to the kings. But here's the problem. Asher did not do what he was supposed to do. And in that place where a queen was supposed to rise up, a queen of righteousness was supposed to rise up and be married to a king, Jezebel rose up instead, because Asher did not do what he was supposed to do to secure the destiny in the future. Okay? I know that I've said a lot already. But I want to let you know, just go and study that. Go and study that. And then, once you have done that, now I want to let you know something. He says that when Moses was speaking, he said, your sandals shall be iron and bronze. That's what he said. When you go to Revelation, the one that I've just given you in Revelation, when Jesus was speaking, the church in Thyatira, he said, the Son of God, who hath eyes like under a flame of fire, and his feet are like fine brass. Do you hear? Do you catch that? His feet are like fine brass. He's taking the same anointing that was on Asher and saying, I'm the one who's dealing with Jezebel now. Anybody hearing me? Yeah, I know that I've said a whole lot. We'll put all the scriptures online for you, so you'll be able to see. But all I want to encourage you tonight, deal with what you must deal with in this lifetime, so that your children will not have to contend with what you did not destroy. Somebody say hallelujah. Well, Father, we thank you for such a wonderful day. We thank you for how you have delivered us. We thank you for that word of exemption that you have released upon us. We thank you, O God, for the new things you are beginning, the new cycles you are establishing. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise. And Father, we declare that you are faithful and true to your word. You are faithful to complete the work you have begun in us. This, O God, we shall see a performance of. We shall see new things begin to be established. We shall see new doors being opened. Doors opening in their own accord, because God has ordained that we are coming out of the prison of poverty, the prison of lack, the prison of self-doubt. We are coming out of it because you are opening the doors for us and you are writing total liberty. Your word says, he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. I thank you for the liberty you have established. I thank you for that peace you have established.